Coach, right off the bat, the cold weather, do you have any concerns about it?
About playing up there in the cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can't control that, obviously. So, you know, what we do is we try to instill in our players that you be your best regardless of what the circumstances are. And whether you're playing at home or on the road, you're playing in grass, field turf, indoors, outdoors, hot, cold, whatever. You know, you just go play. And, you know, that's really the mindset that we have as a football team, and that's how we approach it.
What's the coldest game you played this year, Jason?
I don't know that. You probably would know more than I would. Seems like it was probably Chicago a few weeks back was one of the colder games we played in.
Okay. Why do you think you guys travel so well this year?
Oh, I think we have a team that's built for it. You know, we've developed a physical team here over the last few years. I think we've done a good job as an organization drafting those kinds of players. I also think that we have a mentally tough team. I think we've done a good job as an organization drafting those kinds of players, and hopefully we've done a good job as a coaching staff instilling that in our team. I really do believe that the idea of home, away, you know, what I say to our guys all the time, parking lot or moon, you know, you just go play. And, you know, I think that's really, really important concept. The best players, the best teams I've been around had that ability and that capability, and they always did that very well.
You know, maybe this is a related question, but what did that win in Seattle mean to you guys as far as building that belief that home or away, moon or parking lot, that you guys can win?
Oh, I think it certainly instills confidence, and really the seven other games we've won on the road instill confidence in us as well. I mean, you can try to preach things and try to instill things, but, you know, players will learn best by having done something and getting a positive result from it. And going up there against a team that's obviously awfully good, Super Bowl champions who play very well at their place, you know, I think in a lot of ways that instilled that idea in our players that we're capable of doing this, and you just have to do the right things, you know, when you play that game, whether it's on the road or at home, to play winning football. And I think our team was able to do that particular day. But, you know, that game doesn't guarantee anything. You have to go do it the next time, and we're fortunate to be able to do it throughout all our road games this year.
Coach, would you talk a little bit about the aftermath of the game against the Packers last season and the firestorm that you and your players had to overcome as a result of the second half of that game?
Yeah, you know, it was a hard-fought game. You know, we played very well in the first half. They played very well in the second half, and they won the game, you know, at the end. And, you know, we didn't do the things necessary to win the game in all three phases of our football team. And, you know, like we try to do every week, whether we win or lose, you try to learn from those experiences. We have great respect for the Packers, their coaching staff, their football team. And, you know, we didn't get the job done on that particular day. And, again, you try to learn from those experiences and move forward.
Jason, what would be the danger of thinking a less mobile Aaron is a less effective Aaron?
Oh, he's just a great football player, and you know, he proved that last week or a couple weeks ago when they played Detroit. When I guess he initially injured his calf, and he's just a fantastic player. He just has a unique way about him playing that position. He just plays at a very high level, plays with great poise and composure, can make any play that you can imagine on the football field, and he's great from the pocket. He's great out in space. He just plays the position really, really well.
You just said all that about Aaron. Is that kind of a similar description for Tony then?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
Yeah, if you're saying all that about Aaron, is it a similar description of Tony's game?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really compare quarterbacks very much, but we have a lot of faith and confidence in Tony Romo as our quarterback, and I think he's demonstrated that throughout his career. He's just been a heck of a player, and you know, very capable of making plays from the pocket, out in space, playing within the system when things break down. He's able to make plays. He's mentally tough. He's physically tough, and he's just been a heck of a player for us.
Jason, is there anything that you guys can do? I know you're handicapped because it's not cold in Dallas, obviously, but is there anything in terms of preparation you can do to prepare for the cold that you'll face up here?
I don't know that we could ever simulate it. It actually is a relatively cold day here. It's in the 30s, and it's a pretty cold wind. So, you know, we practiced in that, this morning. And, that's really all we can do. Whatever we try to do here, won't simulate it. The experience that we'll have up there at Lambeau. But, again, guys have played in the cold before. Guys have played in these kind of conditions before. The idea is to prepare yourself accordingly and then just go play football. That's really what we're trying to emphasize to our team.
From an opposing coach standpoint, obviously your team's been very good on the road this year and Green Bay's been very good at home. What is it that gives, in your mind, the Packers such a good home field advantage?
Well, first of all, they're a really good football team. They're good in a lot of places, and it's easy to see why. They play really good defense. They're fantastic on offense. Their kicking game contributes. They got a lot of good players and are well coached. So it starts with that. A lot of people will talk about the different environments that you play in. I would say most teams are probably better at home than they are on the road. They certainly have an advantage because they have a tremendous crowd there. They can have a weather advantage at different times if teams come in there, not playing in that environment very much. So all those things can contribute. But line one is they're a really good football team.
How do you feel about this game being compared to the Ice Bowl?
Oh, it's easy to see why people would compare it to that, just because of the two franchises who are playing. But, that's a long, long time ago. And I think that's fun for people who are following it. But, if you're involved in it, we're just focused on our preparation. We're trying to have a great Wednesday and get ourselves ready to play our best football on Sunday.
You've been around Tony here for a while. Statistically, he's having his best season. Is this his best season? And can you just kind of talk about how he's kind of grown and matured during your time with him?
Well, I think he's played really well throughout his career for us. And, he's just a really, really good quarterback who's played this game at a very high level for a long time. He has an ability to make a ton of plays, within the system. Sometimes when it breaks down, he can make plays. And he's been someone we've counted on to be the leader of our offense and the leader of our team for a number of years now. One of the big charges that we had as an organization is to get this team better around him. And it started with the offensive line. We had some really good players there, four or five years ago that we had to kind of move on from. Flozell Adams, Mark Colombo, Leonard Davis, a lot of those guys were good players, but they all kind of got old at the same time. And, we felt like we had to make some hard decisions with those guys and then come back and make some really good decisions to rebuild that group up front. And, started with Tyron Smith and subsequent drafts. We drafted Travis Frederick and Zach Martin. I think we've really solidified the front. I think that's allowed us to run the football the way we want to run it, and that certainly benefited Tony. And all that stuff works together, and he's doing an outstanding job orchestrating our offensive scheme and is playing at a very high level.
What have you, speaking of your run game, what have you thought of Green Bay's run defense for this last, 6-8 weeks?
Oh, I think they played very good defense, and they played better and better as the year has gone on. They played good run defense. They pressure the quarterback. They make plays on the ball in the back end, and they're just a good defense. Great respect for Dom Capers and what he's done throughout his career, the kind of coach he is, how he gets players to play, and really a great respect for so many guys on that defensive unit. They're a very talented unit who can really challenge you a lot of different ways.
Dez isn't 6'5" like Calvin Johnson, and he doesn't run a 4.3 40 and all that, but what makes him so darn good? What separates him from all these other guys?
First of all, he's a great player because of his instincts for the game. He's got such a great feel for playing the game, and I think that comes out the more you watch him. He's very natural in so many things he's asked to do, but maybe more than anything else, it's his passion for the game and how hard he works at it, how much he cares about it, and I think that also reflects in his play. He certainly has great ball skills, ability to make plays over his head, and really anywhere the ball is near him, he seems to have a capacity to go and get it. He's a big, strong guy with long arms and big hands and great natural hands. But to me, as much as anything else, is his intangibles, his desire, his competitiveness, and his passion for the game.
What have you seen defenses try to do against him? Have they kind of opened the playbook and shown him just about everything at some point?
Well, probably like a lot of the great receivers around the league, they try to double him a lot of different ways, you know, whether it's to the corner and the safety, or they put a linebacker out there, or roll the coverage that way, or the things that all of the big time receivers in this league get. Dez sees, and he sees it play in a play out, and you know, that's what separates guys like him, is that somehow, some way, they're still able to be productive in those circumstances, and that goes to, you know, his mental toughness, his ability to be patient, and continue to play, and then does a great job cashing in those opportunities.
You know, I was looking at your pass rush today, and that's obviously gotten a lot better as the season's gone on. What's changed in that area?
Oh, I think we have a good group of guys that we rotate in, and you know, kind of learning our system of football and what we're asking them to do. Young guys who are getting better and better the more they play. Newer guys that we've had, you know, signed as free agents, have kind of come in and embraced their roles. And you know, I just think the competitive nature that those guys have among themselves to compete for a spot on the roster for that weekend, or compete for playing time, you know, within a game. I think that's really brought out the best in everybody, and I think the more they play, the better they've gotten. Certainly made a big impact here down the stretch.
Is McLean in the concussion protocol this week, Jason?
Which McLean?
The Rolando?
Yeah, you know, he had some concussion-like symptoms coming out of the game the other day, but also had kind of a stiffness in his neck, and both those things seem to have cleared up. He didn't practice today, but he seems like he's doing well.
How has DeMarco persevered through that hand injury?
Remarkably well. He's a really, really tough guy, physically and mentally. And, you know, he broke that, I guess they call it the fourth metacarpal in his left hand. And, you know, he's just been really, really impressive coming back from that. You know, told me right after the game, you know, when he did it, and then subsequently on the plane afterwards, the next day after he had the surgery, that I'm playing. And, you know, and that has never wavered. He's got a real determination about him. He's really a strong-willed guy, and I think you see that in his play, and you see that in his response to his injury. You know, by the end of that week, he was practicing and played, you know, that next week, carrying the ball, catching the ball, blocking, and really doing everything we can ask him to do. So he's really responded well.
Remind you of Emmett in that regard?
Again, I don't like to compare guys, but certainly each of those guys has a great aptitude for playing the game. But maybe more than that, their mental and physical toughness is what separates them. And both those guys, really fortunate to be around both those guys. They're special guys.
So what are going to be your bullet points with this Packer offense, with your defensive group?
The bullet points to try
yeah.
to stop them? Well, there's so many different things to try to stop. Obviously, they're running the ball really well. Two big-time runners. The quarterback is outstanding. They throw it to each of the receivers and their tight end. So, you know, a lot of weapons, and they just seem to do a great job having balance, executing in all phases of their offense, being able to make a lot of big plays, don't make a lot of bad plays. They drive the ball. They score points. So they can match a lot of different ways, so the challenges are everywhere.